time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Yeah, no, g'day. How you going? More. You first. Busy weekend out here in Hungaroring, mate.
Yeah, just come off the old pista, and well, you saw it for yourself.
I saw it firsthand. I think you did a really good job, mate.
Thanks, man.
I think you did a really good job.
You're
not
the first person to say that to me.
Am I?
Oh. Which I think is kind of sad, but anyway.
Yeah. No, I think that was one of your better driving weekends. Result didn't work out, but say, you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you get what you need.
Yeah, well, I definitely needed more than that, but
yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it, where you... Motorsport, we've discussed it so many times before, but there's just so many variables.
There is.
Today was like the prime example.
If you take things like your Commonwealths, your Olympics, your footballs, your rugbys, you know, you're guaranteed to get out what you put in. In motorsport, you can put in more than anyone else and still be P29. It's ridiculous.
I mean, Leclerc has proven that as well today. We're sort of watching that intermittently.
As it progresses, I think we're about 50 laps into the Grand Prix or something now, but it's not looking...
Anyway, for those who didn't watch the race, I was leading at one point, which was nice, and came for the pit stop and didn't come out leading after that. So it was a bit of a dampener,
if you will. But hey, look, we're still here. We're going to have a good time. We're going out tonight. We've got two great guests.
Yes, we do.
We've got Clément Novelet back by popular demand.
Well, yeah. Well, firstly, we're sitting here. I haven't actually had lunch yet, so we've got my my quinoa avocado salad, which I'm going to hoe into in a moment when JM arrives. And we've got a cheese board, a double Aperol spritz, which turns out isn't actually double, even though I ordered it double. They said that the ratio is not
perfect. But do you know, it's funny, just over your left shoulder right now, I believe we have two more.
Lovely.
Right on cue.
Great time.
Yeah, our new best friend.
Yep, throw that on the company card.
Beautiful.
Nice. All right, well, we're going to be pretty steamed by the time JM arrives because I haven't had lunch yet. But
yeah, hey, that's what this is for. But hey, we're going to get into some food, mate. We're going to get into some drinks, talking about life, talk about love.
This was your first F2 race, wasn't it?
It was my first F2 race, yeah. I was meant to come 2 years ago, but then the planet had other plans. So
on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate an F2 race experience from a fan's perspective?
I'm not sure I could call it from a fan's perspective because you hooked me up with some pretty fancy tickets. So it's probably it's the group the groupie perspective perhaps, but it was fucking
fancy
awesome.
Fancy tickets, but you did have to eat the F2 hospitality.
I did, and we will get into that as well in the podcast because oh my word, I'm the first in queue to wind you up about moaning about nothing.
Yeah, but
you've got a point, mate. Got a point.
I mean, we're lucky to be here just to tell the story to the bit was that bad this week. But as you said, we will get into the nitty gritty.
We'll get into the undercooked pasta with PVA glue.
This is the first good meal I've had all week, actually, a quinoa salad. And it's gonna fuel me all the way through to the end of tonight, which I hope will be eventful, because I almost need something to... I need to blow some steam off after today, and luckily I've got good company as well. We got Jim Bob, we got Clem, who's going to come on in a moment, and
we've got an unspecified other driver who hasn't had sign off from his manager to be anywhere near us.
Right.
But he's great fun, we love him.
He's going to be the waiter going to and from the bar.
Too right.
So hopefully he arrives sometime soon. Anyway, enjoy the show, and stay cool, guys.
Stay cool, guys.